Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place, the point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, Episode 8. Hey, Chris, it's so great to have you here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's really a great honor. Chris Brogan provides strategy and skills for the modern business. He is CEO of Honor Media Group, a sought-after public speaker, and the New York Times best-selling author of 9 books and working on his 10th. Forbes listed Chris as one of the must-follow marketing minds of 2014, plus listed his website as one of the 100 best websites for entrepreneurs. State Social rated Chris as the third power influencer online. Chris lives in Northern Massachusetts. His better half is Jacqueline Carly, and between the two of them, they have 3 kids. I just shared with our listeners what you actually were doing until now. Can you please share with us what are you doing and most passionate about today, and where are you heading?
Well, thank you. That's a great question. I'm really interested, and I have been for many years, in one way or another, about how do companies use technology to drive better human interaction. I think that a lot of times we focus on the wrong part. We focus so much on all the various new channels, all the new technology, all the new ways that we can automate and disassociate sometimes from our customers. And I think at the same time, what we really want in life is we want to be seen. Customers really want to be seen. They want to be have the sense that people understand them. Meanwhile, what the business really wants is they want people to love what they sell. So to me, the challenge isn't really ever about the channel. The challenge is about helping a customer feel like they're getting what they want and delivering that. So what I work on are ways to help out companies and individuals with figuring out that. How do we drive business with that in mind?
I love it. What's about your concept or beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business should find and approach its customers? I guess it will be related to what you just told us. And give us your best advice about approaching the customers.
I think that if I were to give the best advice I could have for a startup or entrepreneurial person is to always design forward from the customer. A lot of times when we're thinking about being a startup, we maybe run to our office or our kitchen table or our garage or our coffee shop with our friends, and we say, what can we design? What can we create? What can we make? We need a bot, you know, because this week everyone wants to make bots. And, you know, or next week it'll be, you know, we need virtual reality or something. But what they don't ask is, what does a customer want in this moment? And how do we give them that? How do we deliver something that's going to be great for a customer? So, for instance, we all have had that experience when we dial a business telephone number and then we get, you know, for English, press 1, for Hebrew, press 2, for, you know, Arabic, press 3, and it just goes and goes. And we lose our mind because we just want to talk to somebody. And the reason those systems exist is because it's very expensive to have someone waiting to take a phone call, especially if the information is really simple. And yet the design of those services is built without the customer in mind. It's just sort of built random and usually as if someone were forced to sit down and come up with the questions. So I think that I would take a big piece of paper, like real live paper, a real pen or pencil, and I would start with a circle in the middle and say, this is my customer. How do I get them what they want and what's my role in it? And how do I make this the best possible way of delivering this? And I look at very specific metrics and methods for that. For instance, I'm always looking at how do we improve velocity, like the speed of delivery? How do we reduce friction what keeps them from getting what they want? And then a third one, which is a little strange for most, how do we also add connectivity and communication to this so that the customer feels like they not only can talk to people at the organization, but maybe even talk to other people who like or buy the same things the customer is buying so that they can have that sense of built-in connectivity to other people and not feel alone when they make their purchasing decision.
So if you should wrap it all together for one sentence advice, how would you say that?
I believe that a business should really look to be helpful first, and that they should think in the terms of, is this simple, is this smart, and is it shareable? And I think that's probably the way I would look at it.
Great. And I know you had a lot of successes. However, I want to start with the failure. So what is your biggest, most critical failure about customers or with customers, the one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most?
Oh my gosh, I fail every day. So,
sure.
Such a little option.
All of us.
Yeah, my biggest ones, I guess, anytime I try to design from my idea or my arrogance or my ego, that usually fails. So when I say, you know, this is what customers will want, that's when I fail, because I believe that I know what's best, just like a parent. You know, I am like on the plate, I am like broccoli. And it would be great to eat more broccoli. Your body wants more broccoli, most people. And, you know, your body says, oh, I would feel so much better if you ate that. But broccoli is not sexy. And sometimes people think they want cake, you know. So I have to deliver broccoli cake if I'm going to help my customer. So my big failure, you know, for instance, I launched a project
broccoli
where
– broccoli cake? No.
Yeah, I call it you hide the broccoli in the cake.
Okay. But
you know, when I make that joke, sometimes people think that's the most horrible thing. And then I always tell them, well, there's things like zucchini bread. So there's there's precedent, and there's carrot cake. So, you know, there's precedent. We hide food like that. So my biggest failure is I started a bunch of little private online communities that I thought everyone was going to love. I started one for health care stuff. I started one for nonprofits. I started one for real estate. And I had other people try to run them and be the face of them. And I failed horribly. I spent so much money and lost it all. Because just asking someone to run the community doesn't mean they know how to be a good community leader and how to help people really connect inside those groups. But it came from, you know, a very general experience of not working from that side of the fence of this is what might benefit a customer. You know, everyone is so smart. You know, I know some people in the startup community in Tel Aviv, for instance, and they're all so smart. Well, because my former boss and mentor, Jeff Pulver, spends time with Yossi Vardy.
The breakfast with
him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I know those people, and I've had the pleasure of sitting with Israeli startups a bunch of times, you know, and I know you speak to more than just Israeli, but I know that's kind of where you're based. But the experience I have many times with those people, many times with different people, young, excited men and women who tell me about their great product, is they've developed a product they know how to create, but they haven't necessarily developed a product that anyone asked for. And I think that's the big challenge. And I think it's, how do you take your wizardry and your youth and your brilliance, or sometimes your age? I love older people in startups way more than I love younger ones. And how do you take that wisdom and apply it to a real customer challenge? I think nothing happens until we do that. And the biggest startups that we all praise came from solving a very simple problem very well.
That's right. And now I want you to tell us the story of your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus, or something you did right about approaching your customers.
I don't know that I've had my greatest success yet.
Till now. I love it.
Well, maybe today is my greatest success because I spoke with you. But I feel like...
Thank you, Chris.
I feel like I have not really had my greatest success. I'm known for a lot of things. I've won some awards, like a best-selling type book and all that. But I think my greatest success will be when thousands of people say, you've really changed my business and you've changed my life, and I feel like I could do things better because I followed what you gave me for advice. And that hasn't really happened in a great volume yet. I guess I'm still waiting for my parade.
I must say that I've been changing quite a lot of things just from listening to you in a social media marketing world. We met there, and also reading your stuff. So I think there are a lot. I don't know if they're always telling us about that.
Well, thank you.
And can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that's related to customer focus, marketing, or sales?
It's a great question. I think it's a difficult answer, because I think that what customers most want is so unfortunate for a business, meaning a customer wants to contact us however they want to contact us. That might mean that they want to call us on the telephone, which is, you know, who really wants that? Nobody. But a customer might. And it might mean that the customer wants to send us a Facebook Messenger message, or a WhatsApp message, or a text message, or they might want email. And I think that because all those channels require attention and perception, they might tweet us something. They might tweet that they hate us. And there's nothing worse than, you know, 2 or 3 days going by without someone answering that tweet. And I think that what that calls for, unfortunately, is a lot more human and sometimes automated diligence to listen for that kind of concern. And I think that so when you ask the question about the digital tool, I have a horrible answer, which is, you know, you need all the tools that will allow you to best connect with people and do the most, you know, opportunity to connect and deliver conversation. My answer, if you forced me to the wall and you said, this is it, you either die right now or tell me what you the answer for me would be email. And it's because it's the most flexible of all the tools and still the most predominant of the tools. And I think that email marketing, email newsletters, and also correspondence, if done with a very human-minded approach, is the best way to make customers really feel connected with you.
Yeah, you have this fantastic webinar about email, and I loved the idea that you talk about email to humans. I think it's a fantastic webinar, and I recommend people to listen to this webinar or to the live session. And is there any service provider, like a mentor, consultant, advertiser, that had a major impact of your customer success and can help other entrepreneurs as well?
Oh, wow. That is a beautiful question. You know, I'm very biased in this particular answer because I have done business with these people for years. But my website, the company that hosts my site and the technology I use, is sort of a advanced version of WordPress, mm-hmm. called Rainmaker, made by Brian Clark, Copyblogger, those guys. And that Rainmaker platform has done a lot to take a lot of weight off of me, because it can handle merchant accounts. It can handle membership management. It can handle landing page technology. It has SEO. It has all of these things built in for one price, as well as hosting and security and all that. My site was hosted on one of the most famous American server farms in the world, and my site was hacked by some really nice Turkish people who thought that I should sell shoes on my site. You know, that's what they decided to use my website for when they hacked it. And so when I told this really large company that hosts many, many companies in America's servers, they said, oh, well, that's a WordPress problem, so you're on your own.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, well, that's the worst customer service I ever had. And so I switched to Rainmaker because they have a really strong security software that comes with it, and security people that come with that. And I really, really they fixed my problem in less than an hour. And I've never had a problem since. I should knock on my laptop here.
I do it as well.
Perfect.
What are you most fired up about today? Is there a book or program?
You know, I have so many answers to that question. I think that's the best thing about what we all do. I think that the best thing that we do is we can go out and explore many things, but I'll answer video blogging. I really have been enjoying just taking my video camera and going out and trying to make stories with it. And right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to cover learning the literacy of it. But I think that this is as a requirement that most business people are going to have to have. We're going to have to be able to tell our story in a visual way or we'll fall behind.
Do you want to tell us the name of your video blog?
Oh, sure. You could find it if you go to youtube.com/Chris Brogan. And, you know, I promise you, you won't go, wow, this is amazing. But you will say, oh, this is how one business person is learning a tool. And I know I need to learn it. So maybe I'll try to.
Great advice. Chris, I would like to thank you so much. And I would like to invite our listeners to leave us any comment or leave you any comment or any questions that you have for Chris. We will be happy to pass it to him. We would love to hear your feedbacks about this interview. And thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. It's such an honor and I'm so grateful. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Chris. And for you, our listeners, until next time. It all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and visions. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.